الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم البخيل من ذكرت عنده فلم يصلي عليه صدق الله صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected elders and brothers in Islam, once when Alim had come to Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Saharanpuri rahmatullah alayh. For those of us that don't know who was Mawlana Yunus Saharanpuri rahmatullah alayh, he is one of the akabir of recent times. He had taught Bukhari Sharif for over 50 years. And he was from one of the special students of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullah alayh. So when Alim came to him complaining, and he says that Hazrat, can you please help me? That I am very, very spiritually, I am very, very weak. And I feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is angry with me. So from here we can take a lesson that it is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just like how when there would be physical sicknesses, physical ailments, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also kept physical doctors who will cure any sickness which has to do with the physical self. In a similar manner, when there are spiritual ailments and sicknesses, and it is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept spiritual doctors, which we call the Ahl al-Dil or the Mashayikh. When it comes to the physical sicknesses, if we have to become sick, or anyone from our family or children have to become sick, immediately we will become concerned. We will go to the local doctor of the time. If cure is not found by the local doctor, I will find the best doctor in the province. If still there is no solution, I will find the best doctor in the whole country. If it means I must travel abroad just for the physical safety and security of my child, I will do so. But what is the body? This physical self has come from sand and it will return to sand. But when it comes to the spiritual self, the spiritual ruh, the soul, it has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it will return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence we understand, just like how we become concerned when we become spiritually sick, we should become even more concerned when we have spiritual sicknesses and ailments within us. So this alim says, that Hazrat, please help me, I feel Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is angry with me. Mayunus Saharanpuri rahmatullahi alayhi replies and says, in the light of the ahadith which I have taught for many years, I will tell you two things. I will give you two prescriptions. He says, number one, I advise you to read abundant durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily. And he says, number two, I want you to become an ardent follower of each and every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only to that extent, rather sunnat ke mutalashirahu, try and find and practice on sunnat of Nabi alayhi wa sallam to such an extent that even if you are not thirsty, go and drink water in a sunnat way so that the sunnat of Nabi alayhi wa sallam can become ada, Allah will become happy with you. As alim takes these advices to heart, he goes back home. After 2 months he comes back, and when he comes back he's elated, he's delighted, he's happy, he's ecstatic. He tells Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Saharanpuri rahmatullah alayh that jazakallah for what you have told me 2 months back. Now Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is happy with me. Hazrat replies and says, hey, tell me something. 2 months ago when you came, you said Allah is angry with you. And now you think Allah is happy with you. But what is the benchmark? How did you know that Allah was angry with you that time and now He's happy with you? He says 2 months back, when it came to salah, when it came to zikr, when it came to Quran Sharif tilawat, there was no enthusiasm. I was just doing it grudgingly. And now when I perform my salah, I look forward to performing my salah. I go through so much of enjoyment and ecstasy when I do my zikr and I read the Quran Sharif. And to top it all, like how they say the cherry on the top, few nights ago, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in my dream and told me that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is happy with you. Let us also take these two advices to heart. This is why we have come for this Islahi Jalsa, that we know we are full of spiritual ailments and sicknesses. We have come here to change ourselves. For how long are we going to continue living our lives of negligence and ghaflet? There is a home, a mother, father and children. There is poverty at home. The wife says, there is no food at home. The children are crying, we are hungry, give us food. Thereafter when this concern comes about at home, one man decides to sacrifice. He wakes up early in the morning. He leaves the comfort of his bed. He leaves his beautiful wife. He leaves his cute children. He leaves the comfort of his home. Goes out in the early morning to the uncomfortable, buzzing environment of the marketplace. And he tires himself, stressed all day. He comes at night when he's tired. At the end of the day, he receives some wages. Now there's food at home. Now there's groceries at home. Now the children are happy. Now the environment of the home is changed. But where did the difference come from? It came when that one man stood up to sacrifice. Exactly the same way, we all know that in our house, my son is involved in so and so problem. My daughter is involved in such and such problem. My wife is this, doing this wrong and this vice. What is the solution? Exactly the same way, we have to stand up. We have to come out of the comfort zone and try and sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for there to be a deeny change in our lives and the lives of our family. As for the aspect of Durood Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the one who will read 100 times Durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write between his eyes, بَرَاءَةٌ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ, this person is free from hypocrisy. وَبَرَاءَةٌ مِنَ النَّارِ, this person is free from the fire of Jahannam. Two certificates. It doesn't stop there. Nabi alayhi salam says further, وَأَسْكَنَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَعَ الشُّهَدَاءِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him up on the day of Qiyamah amongst the elite group, the VIP, and that is the Shuhada, the martyrs. When it comes to the day of Jumu'ah, Nabi alayhi salam says, أَكْفِرُوا, that read Durood Sharif upon me in abundance. When it comes to abundance, Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri rahmatullah alayhi says there's three levels. The first level is 300. Second level is you read 1,000 times durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third level is a person is 3,000 times durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a Friday. Once upon a time, we were all in school or in madrasa, and the time came when it was exam time. Every student that was preparing for his exams, no student, whether it be intelligent or whether it be a lazy and a dull student, no student aims for less than 100%. Everybody's aim is to get maximum. In the same way in the business field, no one wants a small business. Everyone wants to gain the maximum. In a similar manner, when it comes to Durood Sharif on a Friday, let us try and gain the maximum, the highest level, and it is 3,000 times Durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we all know, that now there is a conflict taking place between Israel and Palestine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for our Muslim brothers and grant their victory. In the past, when there was a war taking place between Afghanistan and America, so there was one Afghani mujahid. And this Afghani mujahid, whenever it was time for a battle, he wouldn't hold back. He would fight with a lot of bravery. He would go right in the front, in the thick of the enemy, and he would fight so bravely. So his friends used to tell him, you know, you go, you're always fighting so bravely in the forefront. You're not scared, they're going to shoot you, they're going to kill you, you're going to die. So he used to say very confidently, say, no, my time to die is not now, don't worry, I won't die now. His friends were surprised, and look at the bravery of this person. Anyway, one day, when they were going for one operation, one combat, he's telling his friends that, you know, friends, I think, you know, we're going for a fight. I think I'm going to die now. So his friends were surprised. that whenever we go in for a fight, you always tell us that I'm not going to die, and you utter statements of bravery. And today we see totally opposite. What's the matter? He says, no, I heard the ulama say that the one who reads every Friday, every Jumu'ah, the one who reads 1,000 times durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his death will not come until he sees his abode in Jannah. Last night, I have seen my abode in Jannah. I have seen the palaces. I have seen the beauties of Jannah. Now I have no interest in this world. And eventually, the next combat, he became a shaheed. This is the barakat of reading 1,000 times durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam every Jumu'ah. We all have the desire to visit the holy lands of Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwarah again and again. So once somebody asked Hazrat Abdul Hafiz Makki rahmatullah alayh, he was very close to the Shaykh al-Hadith Ma Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullah alayh. He tell us that, you know, you spend a lot of time in the company of Shaykh al-Hadith Ma Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullah alayh. Staying in his company, did you ever hear the Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayh saying any amal for a person to go for Umrah? So Abdul Hafiz Makki rahmatullah alayhi says, yes, he did mention one amal. He says, the one who daily, every day, the one who read 1,000 times durood on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in one place, then Allah Ta'ala will take that person for Umrah. He pauses. He says, no. Rather, Allah will take him to the blessed lands in that very same year. For the one who read 1,000 times on durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi every day. The person heard this. He told, let me try it out. So he starts off. In the beginning it was difficult. He starts with 200, 300. Eventually he says, I made it to 1,000. And he said, I had no means. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took me for Umrah in that very same year. This was the amal of 1,000 times durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When it comes, every person, every believer, in his heart, he has this desire that I am not happy the way I am. I want to change. Sometimes we hear the stories of the Akabirin. In the Fazali Amal, Fazali Sadaqat, we hear of our Sahaba, of the Awliya, making so much of Ibadat. And we also think to ourselves that, you know what, I wish I can also be like that. But then, the question is that what can we do for us to change, for a change to come into us? The answer for that is we should dedicate ourselves to sending abundant durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will mention two incidents which we heard from our Hazrat, that how two individuals of recent times, when they dedicated themselves, their time to send durood on Nabi alayhi wa sallam, how their lives changed. So Hazrat mentioned that once there was one youngster who used to work in the airport in Pakistan. He says, being a youngster, I committed every sin, vice, evil you can think about. Whether it is womanizing, whether it is drugs, whether it is partying, whatever it is, I've done it all. But he says that my heart, my life, I was restless. There was no peace in my life. And this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the one who will turn away from the remembrance of Allah, Allah says, I will make your life very, very narrow. Approximately 15 years ago, there was an interview taken of the top 20 most richest people of the world. We're not talking about millions, we're talking about billions, even more. Apparently, when somebody will look at them, we'll think that these are the happiest people of the world. They got the houses of their choice, they got the woman of their choice, they got the cars of their choice. But after the interview, it came to the conclusion that most of them were contemplating suicide. Strange. We think that a person who will have so much, he'll be the happiest person. These people have it all. But Allah Ta'ala is trying to show us that your success, happiness is not in wealth. Allah bi zikri lai tatma'innul qulub. It is only in the remembrance, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala has kept contentment and peace of heart. And we continue with the story. The youngster says, I was restless. My life was in misery. I wanted to change, but I never knew where to go. I had questions, but I had no answers. I never knew where to start. Eventually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired me in my heart that why don't I spend my time in Durood Sharif? So he said, I started it off. As I was going to my workplace, Durood Sharif. As I was going home, Durood Sharif. Every spare time of mine, I use it in sending durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, eventually, a few months down the line, I went to sleep and I saw a dream. He says, in my dream, I see that before me there is a river. And the condition of that river is pathetic. It was disgusting. It was dirty. There was all form of najasa that was in that river. Eventually, I thought, let me see what else is here. So he said, I looked forward and there was a beautiful garden. He said, the garden was out of this world. The trees of the garden, the fruit of the garden. So this desire came in my heart. You know what? I want to go to that garden. But the problem was, for me to go to that garden, I had to cross through this dirty river. I was thinking about it. Eventually, I put all negative thoughts aside and I put my foot down. He said, slowly, slowly, I took it step by step. And eventually, after a lot of difficulty, I made it to the end of the river. You see, now I was in the garden and I was ecstatic. I was so happy. The trees of the garden, the fruits of the garden, the smell, the fragrance, the taste of the fruit, it was something else. It was out of this world. I was strolling here and I was strolling there. So he said, as I was enjoying myself in this beautiful garden, I thought to myself that let me look back. So he said, when I look back to see the condition of that river, he said, I saw that the dirty river had transformed into a clean, pure, clean river, free-flowing river. The water was so sweet, the water was so clear. He said, as I was in this happy state, one side the river, he said, suddenly I heard a voice. And what was that voice saying? The voice was saying that all this that you are enjoying is all through the blessings of you sending abundant durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As a result, all the sins that you have committed in the past, all have been transformed into good deeds. The benefit of durood on Nabi alaihi wasallam was not only restricted to a dream. When he woke up in the morning, his heart took a somersault. His life changed. He lived a life of piety thereafter. If such is the dynamic effect of durood sharif on this youngster, if we also today have to send abundant durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it can change us also. Hazrat gives another incident that in the family there was one woman and she was very, very modern. She was of the opinion that in this era, in this time, there is no need for ulama. This is a zamana for engineers, for doctors. So he says once, Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri rahmatullahi alayhi, Damat Barakatum came down. Mufti Mahmud al-Hasan Gungoy rahmatullahi alayhi came down. This woman went and she took bait on the hands of Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi told her, I'm not asking you to do anything. All I'm telling you is that daily just read 3,000 times durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 3,000, that's all. Hazrat says, in a very, very short span of time, in a very, very short span of time, this life of this woman changed. She began to live a life of piety. Parda came in her life. Thereafter, her own children became ulama and hufaz. How this happened? This happened when she decided to dedicate her spare time for sending durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is like how a person goes into a house. A family moves into a house. These children, they want to go and play in the room. They are trying to on the light is not coming on. The mother wants to cook, but the gas is not coming on. The father wants to charge his phone, but the phone is not charging. There seems to be a problem here. So the father says, okay, let me go call an electrician. He goes, he calls him. The electrician inspects the situation. He says, the problem is you're not connected to the powerhouse, you're not connected to the grid. Once they were connected to the grid, now the father could charge his phone. Now the children can play. Now they can on the lights. And now the mother can cook. But where did the change come? Once they connected themselves to the grid. Exactly the same way. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala has mentioned, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you as a mercy to mankind. Another place Allah ta'ala says, we have sent you for hidayat. When we will dedicate ourselves, when we will connect ourselves to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, by sending durus on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and like how it changed all of them, it can change us also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to send abundant durus on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to practice on the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam in each and every facet of our life, and to change our lives for the better.